Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour now. It is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who, along with his very competent staff, have overviewed what's going on in the world of news talk radio, on the stations, the podcasts, all that stuff, to come up with a list of the top 10 stories of the week and the people. So, Michael, I think probably we ought to get started, as we usually do, by just going through the lists.
Yeah, let's do it. It was a very interesting week, and there's a lot of stuff on the list. We put more than 10 stories on the list because a lot of them are kind of ties. So here we go. At number 10, we have race relations, police reform, and Derek Chauvin seeks a new trial. He says the jury was tainted. At number 9, voting legislation.
After the... Did you see the... Was it a T-shirt or something?
Yeah.
One of the people on the...
An African-American member of the jury was a picture emerged of him wearing a Black Lives Matter T-shirt that was photographed at a rally. So, I mean, you know, they're grasping at whatever straws they can within the legal process.
Yeah.
But I seriously doubt, not that I'm the world's greatest legal scholar or, you know, crystal ball reader, but I doubt it's going to have traction. At number 9, we have voting legislation and that ongoing Arizona audit in Maricopa County.
What do you think about the discrepancies there? The Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, there are a lot of ballots were just unattended. So how do you do? I mean, this whole business about voting and elections across our country, Michael, is such a can of worms. So
it is a can of worms. And they're going down a rabbit hole with it. The deeper you go now, the less likely anything is going to have credibility because it's so tainted by politics.
Right. So how do you know who's the real winner? Is this legit? Is Trump right? Have we been had by the news media, Joe Biden and his camp? Are they really the president and vice president of the country? Should they be?
Well, let's put it this way. All things being equal, I don't mean this to be politically motivated, but when Donald Trump becomes the source of truth in something that's murky from all the way from the left to the right.
Yeah. Me, I'm with you 100% on that one. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. All right. So there you go. At number 8, the economy, the stimulus plan, and the infrastructure. At number 7, U.S. relations with China and Russia tied with the Gates divorce. That's a big buzz.
Well, did you see the connection now between Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein? There's a connection, and apparently Melinda was they spent some time together, and Melinda was creeped out, and apparently Bloomberg told Bill Gates to stay the heck away from him, him being Epstein. So this is a very interesting circle, isn't it, huh?
Oh, my gosh. The circle will be unbroken, as an old song used to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how these characters all find each other and become
it's like
become
a cesspool. It's like a cesspool.
Yeah. Nice. It's like the grinds at the bottom of a dirty coffee cup.
Uh-huh. That's a great way of putting it.
I just made it up.
No, that's great. I like that.
And number 6, the Capitol insurrection investigation continues and bars Trump Mueller memo. Some of these, you can't even write a headline for them, let alone to figure out what the hell these stories are about.
And it doesn't seem to ever go away.
No,
I mean, this thing should have gone long since gone goodbye. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway.
Oh.
Right?
I'm laughing out of sadness. I don't find it funny. I find it terribly ironic. The Newsom recall tied with immigration reform.
Another one.
At number 5.
What a piece of work that jerk is. Wow.
Well, you've been to California a lot lately, so you have more insight into it. I haven't been out in L.A. in a while.
He's just a piece of dirt. He really is a bad guy.
That's a powerful statement.
He's a bad, bad guy.
To what would you attribute that statement? In other words,
corrupt way he advises people to do one thing and then he does something else that's in his own best interest.
Oh, okay.
He thinks
French
not
laundry
of
thing.
Yeah, he thinks of himself and thinks not. Maybe he's a typical politician. I don't know, but he's not really. That's why the recall has had his among Democrats. Even the recall has been, there's a surge, especially from the larger cities, Los Angeles and San Diego, more than San Francisco. But if you go into the southern part of California, this guy is really disliked. As well, and the mayor of Los Angeles, who just got appointed to be the ambassador to India, the people that cheers that came out of the
they're folks. Sending him to India to get COVID.
Yeah, right. See you later. Yeah, exactly.
Saying, who wants to go to India right now? That's one of the most dangerous places in the world in terms of the coronavirus. It's very, yep. very. What's going on in India is just insane, and we mustn't forget what's going on in Brazil. Mm-hmm. Where there's political turmoil, and the hospital system has basically surpassed its capacity. I have sources in Brazil that feed me constant information, and it's terrifying. It's really, really scary.
Yeah.
And people are hiding in their homes under their beds to just stay out of trouble. Yeah. And number four, we have the Rudy Giuliani investigation, and that is tied with the broader topic of Trump's mounting legal woes. Number three, we have party politics, and that's a general topic. The parties are banging against each other and within each other.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And, and the whole business, here we are already. This is the first full week of May 2021, and there is so much discussion and talk among those who are in both parties, campaigners who are working on the Democrats' seats so they can defeat them in 2022, or the Republican seats. It's just amazing how we have become so mucked and mired in nothing but politics, and we're thinking about how the Republicans are all whipped up because we can take over the House again next year. Don't these people have a life? Or this is their life, I guess.
That is their life. Matter of fact, I heard a bunch of them ask the other day whether you and I have a life.
So we have a life, and we have a nice life. Thank you very much.
Well, okay, thank you. Tied in at number three with party politics is Liz Cheney's GOP battle.
What do you think of her?
I only know of her what I read in the news. I don't know anything about her other than her background, you know, her father and her life.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I admire her for standing up for
too.
Principles.
Yeah.
And
I don't like her old man at all. I wouldn't give him a nickel. I like, there's something about her that I like. Maybe at that
well,
start.
I mean, you know, the sins of the father. I mean, you know,
yeah,
that doesn't mean that she's, anything of that ilk. Mm-hmm. And there are many people who think Dick Cheney was a hero and that he was misunderstood.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's who you talk to. Whose truth are you listening to?
Yeah.
And number two, we have the Facebook over. This is number two now. We're up there in the high. This is big now. Listen to this. Facebook Oversight Board's Trump ruling and the general issue of social media censorship have made their way to number two. Aside from number one, which is obvious.
Yeah, Zuckerberg is another one. He's, in my book, he's the same as Newsom in terms of how I would describe him as a piece of dirt. He's nothing except himself about him. It's me, I, and never is there a we, or an us with him. So he got his head handed to him by his own bunch this week, basically, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure whose head's handed to whom, because ultimately Zuckerberg is in control of the whole thing.
Right.
And that oversight board is somebody that you can go to as an excuse for not having to make a decision yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not so sure that this is as clear cut as people think. I think Zuckerberg is in charge of everything
but there are a lot of questions. The question about Trump and whether he should have been booted, I will tell you something. The Republicans ask the right question when they, you know, it may be that Trump deserved to get booted, whatever it is, but where's Maxine Waters on that list of people who get booted? She's another piece of dirt.
Everybody should be booted. I, you know,
except you and me.
Well, I mean, you know, we're on this platform, which is our platform.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody came to you and said Donald Trump demands that he get to be on this show with us and we don't want him, are we censoring him? Are we infringing on his rights? What's so ironic about all of this, and I mean, you talk about a rabbit hole or a can of worms. This is the ultimate one. Freedom of speech, First Amendment, Internet.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is the argument has become so convoluted that we're talking about freedom of speech as it pertains to a private company's obligation to run the most powerful person in the state, the president of the United States, meaning the state.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be the other way around. The First Amendment is to protect the private enterprise and the private platform from infringement by the state. So this is totally convoluted, but it's very hard to explain. You follow what I'm saying?
I do.
He's the president. He was the president of the United States. And we're talking about his freedom of speech, as opposed to the fact that the president represents the power that we have freedom of speech to protect us from that power. So it's totally upside down. It finally has come. We're 21 years into the 21st century, and we're like 30-some-odd years into the digital era being the main, you know, platform of our communication, and we're starting to realize how many challenges this situation is presenting to our notion of gatekeeping, platforms, free speech, First Amendment. It's crazy. It's going to take years to work this out, Doug. This is not going to be, especially in an era in which people seek victory at the expense of truth.
18 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
School schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Another tearjerker moment here on the countdown, or at least with me. Anyway, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers.
We are drops in the same endless sea. Branches on the tree of to be. We think, we know, and we feel. Beams of light from the same shining star. Spinning between what's near and far. I believe you are real. My eyes, mind, heart, and soul know you're real. I am sure you are real. We are words in the same simple prayer. All of our spirits are there. We are thoughts in the eternal mind. Now it is time to be kind.
I know you're real. I know you're real. Treasure Island.
All right, so we're playing a bit of Michael Harrison's new song with Gun Hill Road called I Know You Are Real. That's something to look for online in YouTube. You can download it. There are a couple of different versions of it. I previewed it on both the DJV program this past week and the American Family Farmer because it brings us around to thinking about what is real, the words in here. We are words in the same prayer, thoughts in the eternal world, time to be kind, drops in the same endless sea, all of the words that they're so pithy. And it really affects me spiritually and emotionally. And I guess you heard some of that when you were on with me this week.
Oh, my gosh. That was probably one of the greatest experiences. I want to mention, first of all, the appearance on the DJV program earlier this week. I think it was on Wednesday. Resulted in tremendous interest. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take the liberty of just saying which YouTube place to go to so people get the best.
Sure.
And
yeah,
that is
I know you are real. The real words, no fake words, the real words. IKnowYouAreReal.com will take you to the spoken word version of this, and you see what Doug is talking about, that it's about the human relationship with other life forms, animals or beyond, and each other. But IKnowYouAreReal.com, it's a very cool video, and I'm very proud of it, but we got so much response from the DJB audience,
well,
Doug.
Interesting.
It was amazing.
How you and I are simpatico in many different ways. I don't know that we underscore it, but our philosophical point of view, you helped me get the American Family Farmer Show started, and then there was the introduction of what I call Your Hidden Power, which is another program I do every week in podcast form and in broadcast form. And this sort of fits into that realm as well. It's food for thought. In an era when we are spending so much time talking about what I perceive to be nonsense, the reality of what the world and our lives is really all about is encapsulated better than I've heard in anything for a long, long time in this song that Michael is a part of with Gun Hill Road. I remember when I first was introduced, I've forgotten them from the 70s, but during this past COVID year, Gun Hill Road took a song that was called Back When My Hair Was Short, and it became Back When We Used to Bug. And it was, you know, it was
amazing the reaction we're getting to that video is extraordinary.
Yeah,
oh
it
my
is.
Gosh.
So anyway, it's at IKnowYouAreReal.com, and you can see it. There's a YouTube version of it that has a little cameo of me and my cows in it.
Yeah,
it's neat. It's really neat. Very, very. It's a sweet song, a sweet thoughts. Thank you, Michael. 28 past the hour.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House has declared a state of emergency in response to the shutdown of a vital fuel pipeline on the East Coast. The declaration for 17 states and the District of Columbia lifts restrictions for drivers who are transporting gasoline and other petroleum products into the affected areas. The Colonial Pipeline, which supplies the East Coast with nearly 45% of its fuel needs, has been offline since Friday when the company that operates it was hit by a ransomware attack. And the United States has expressed its concerns to Israel over the recent violence that has erupted in Jerusalem. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke with his Israeli counterpart on Sunday to express the White House's concern over a plan to evict Palestinian families from their homes on land claimed by Jewish settlers in eastern Jerusalem. The U.S., U.N., and EU have all called for calm after a weekend of protests that saw hundreds of Palestinians and several Israeli police officers injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada, author of two number one national best-selling books. My first, Gold is a Better Way, was published when gold was $1,200. My second, The Great Devaluation, published when gold was $1,500. Today, gold's $1,750. I'm marking that price with my most important information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. This report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why the Fed actually wants and needs a higher gold price. Subscribers pay thousands for my information. I want to give it to you for free. Just have an IRA or 401k. I'll release my special leverage report to you right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000 for your free leverage ratio report. I believe gold's headed much higher. Get my report and find out why. Call 800-900-8000 now.
A pipeline that supplies nearly half of the fuel to the east coast of the country remains shut down after a cyber attack several days ago. The pipeline running from Texas to New Jersey was shut down by its operator, Colonial Pipeline, after being hit Friday with a ransomware attack. The company says it's unsure when it will be able to resume normal operations. The pipeline runs for more than 5,000 miles and supplies nearly 45% of the fuel used in eastern and southern states. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said Sunday that the White House is working with company, state, and local officials to assist in getting the pipeline up and running again. Senator Bill Cassidy says the federal government needs to develop a better relationship with companies working in industries vital to national security. The Louisiana Republican tells NBC's Meet the Press that this is an issue that can get bipartisan support.
There's been problems in the past with sharing classified information with private entities, and Congress has passed a law to fix that, but it's going to take an ongoing relationship. By the way, a bipartisan relationship in which we better equip small businesses and large businesses to withstand cyber attacks. Chuck, the implications for this for our national security cannot be overstated, and I promise you this is something that Republicans and Democrats can work together on.
And police in Colorado Springs say that six people were killed in a shooting early Sunday morning during a birthday party. The suspect in the shooting was also killed. Police say they arrived at a mobile home park early Sunday to find six people dead in one trailer. They believe the suspect drove to the home and opened fire on the party, eventually turning the gun on himself. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Talk radio in the focus, news talk radio. This is the overview courtesy of the folks at DJV, me and my gang, working in tandem with Michael Harrison and his gang to bring you the Countdown Show and an ancillary accompanying hour that gets focused on these things on the list. Top 10 stories, top 10 people, and then, you know, we go off on our...
We haven't done the top 10 people yet, so...
No, I know we haven't.
Oh, okay, good. So I have this to-do list here, and I never checked it off, you know.
Don't forget to do the thing we're here for.
Yes, please. Help yourself to...
Number 10 is Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is at 10. Ron DeSantis is at 9. Bill and Melinda Gates share the number 8 spot. Number 7, Kamala Harris. Number 6, Gavin Newsom and Caitlyn Jenner. There's an interesting character. At number 5, Rudy Giuliani. Liz Cheney and Elise Stefanik at number 4. The aforementioned Mark Zuckerberg at 3. Donald Trump at 2. And some guy named Joe Biden, who you occasionally hear from, at number 1.
Interesting, Trump's back in the list with a vengeance sort of this week. Had been in the list for a couple of weeks, but he's all over the place in terms of people talking about him.
as well as him liking to talk about himself.
Yeah, he loves the attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's in a funny place. In one way, yeah. He's a remarkable history maker in terms of maintaining his power and influence as the leader of the GOP. Another mm-hmm. level, he's facing all kinds of legal woes.
And is he back in business, in a sense? Is he back actually running? I was never sure he actually wasn't running his businesses even while he was president, even though it was supposed to be. But as the titular head of all of those enterprises, he had plenty to do to begin with. And is he back at the helm of all the various Trump companies running? I don't know that I know the answer to that. Do you?
I don't know the answer, but I suspect he's very much in charge of running the Trump empire, and I believe he always was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think that Eric Trump and Donald
no.
Trump Jr. are running that business? Come on.
No. Uh-uh.
And there are people behind the scenes.
Yeah, the daughter's smart. Capable. Yeah, she's yeah. capable.
But she's real smart. She's laying low right now.
Yeah,
her
right.
husband are sort of like, you know, we're not on this picture anymore. We'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of guys, I don't know all their names off the top of my head, but there are a lot of business people that are very, very much under the radar that work within the Trump organization that he counts on and he trusts, and they really are the powers that make the day-to-day decisions.
Right, make decisions.
Not his children.
No. But they're the heir apparent of the legacy, in a manner of speaking,
yeah.
if nothing else. Speaking of that, I want to spend a minute on a tribute that you put together this week for one of our favorites. The passing of Barry Farber was noted. Actually, it was about a year ago at
yeah,
this
was
time,
a year
if I remember
ago.
Correctly. He was one of the great and one of the really influential talk hosts at the beginning of the talk era when it was okay to not be political, even though he was. He didn't sound like he was. One of the most intelligent men, great vocabulary, interesting way about him. And I was going to be on the thing, but it didn't work out that I was there. I was going to tell a story about my experience with him first when I was on WMCA in New York and he was there, and how I just, my jaw dropped listening to him because I hadn't heard him before. I hadn't heard him in New England because the signal for MCA didn't come up here. But when I heard him, it was okay. You know, he came from that same era, Michael, as Jerry Williams and you know the people that were the pioneers, it seems to me, in modern talk. Would you and how did you were the person that organized this tribute to him. What did you have to say and what came out about him that people around the country who may remember him or want to know about one of the icons in talk radio? What did you say?
I basically talked about how he played the music of the English language like an instrument. He mm-hmm. he was a wordsmith. He was one of the great modern day orators.
Mm-hmm.
And oratory is a lost art. Right now, it doesn't get much attention as being an asset to speakers. It's more like you talk like a regular person than you are like an orator these days. But oratory, being able to eloquently put words together and create pictures and persuade people and angles on things people may not see, this was what Barry Farber did so well. It was a combination of skill and intelligence. And but he was a conservative. He ran for mayor of New York on the conservative
yeah.
ticket, didn't win, but he was a legitimate candidate. And he was a very nice man, and
yep.
we did a tribute to him. You know, it's interesting you say from the modern era. He was one of the talk show hosts that was before the modern era.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the modern era really began with the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine and the rise of Rush Limbaugh. Well, for
yeah.
many years before that, Barry Farber was on the radio. He was on the radio so long ago that when I was a kid, when I was 12 years old, 11 years old, I used to listen to him in the car at night after the countdown of the top 10 hits by Alan Freed, the first DJ to use the word rock and roll on WINS. And then after Alan Freed was over, there was a talk show with this guy named Barry Farber on the old WINS. I was a kid, and I used to go into the car to listen to it in the car radio with my father, and we would go for a drive.
Well, that's how it got started. The
yeah.
modern talk era got started on music stations that at
yes.
night would then go to talk. WBZ
right.
in Boston is a great example of that. They had a sports show on after music with a guy named Guy Manella. Remember him?
Yep.
And then after that, they had Jerry Williams. And
yep.
I was watching a profile of the old WBCN in Boston and how that came to be, Danny Schechter, the news dissector, and yep. how they were involved in all kinds of things, the protest movement, and how they really separated themselves out. A guy named Charles Lacordaire, who really was a talk show host, all the people on that station, even though it was a music station, were really kind of talk folks as well in that era. And how Jerry Williams one night went on the air to talk about how bad WBCN is and how dirty the people must be over there. And then I was thinking about Jerry and how, all the stuff that he did and what he stirred up. And you know, every city had a Jerry Williams, but he was really another. He wasn't cut out of the same cloth as Barry Farber. You know, we used to confuse Barry Farber and Barry Gray because they were both on in New York kind of at the same time. But they were very different. Their styles were very different.
Barry Gray was a liberal. Barry Farber was a conservative. But they both were eloquent speakers, and they both were the two of the major talk show hosts in New York. Yeah. And that was a time when there was no national syndication. So if you were the number one personality, you were famous in New York or L.A.
Well, then
Boston or Chicago. You were a star.
But he became part of Daynet, and then he was syndicated around the country.
Right.
But it was he first started you know, back before. I started doing talk in 1974. And I was just on local stations, mostly in the Boston area, on one station for 13 years. And that is kind of where I cut my teeth. But listening to, you know, some of these greats and how they influence. Even, I remember the character, about the same time Bob Grant came along in New York. And you must have listened. We all kind of got a piece of him. Right?
I was influenced by a younger guy who's still around, and he's older than I am, so he's not a younger guy anymore. But there was a guy named Alex Bennett who used to do DJ work on WMCA when it was still the good guys.
Yeah.
And on the weekend, he did a talk show, and he did a talk show on a rock station. And he was the resident, you know, bad boy. And he was against the Vietnam War and all that stuff. And he influenced me, and I started my on-air talk career as a talk show host doing issues on the weekend on a rock station in L.A., and I modeled what I did after Alex Bennett. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people. Everybody stands on the shoulders of somebody else. If you were to talk to Barry Farber or Barry Gray or Alex Bennett or you know, Jerry Williams and say, what were your influences? They'll tell you names from people that were doing this kind of thing even before we called it talk radio.
Right.
As a matter of fact, radio started as talk radio. Mm-hmm. The idea of playing music on radio came after the first thing people did was they had conversations on radio.
Or shows featuring radio stars that didn't have anything to do with music. It was the dramas that were on. It was all spoken word stuff, though.
Right.
And then
Orson Welles, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly. Then the music came. There was live performance in the 30s and 40s, and then music that was recorded came mostly after World War II is when it became, you know, important on the radio. And certainly once the mid-50s came around and rock presented itself, it was another maturation point, if you will, in the history of the
media. There was a point where playing records on the radio was considered to be a radical idea and a result of automation destroying the art. And the musician unions were outraged at the idea that people would play records on radio because that was the end of the orchestra. Every radio station had a giant studio where they put a band, an orchestra. You had live musicians playing, and they were getting paid. And then all of a sudden somebody came along and they called it the make-believe ballroom, meaning that we're going to play records, but we're going to act like there's
William B. Williams.
That was, actually, it was Martin Block in New York.
Block started
a fellow in L.A. called Al Jarvis, who really was the first to use the term make-believe ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
All very interesting how the relationship between art and technology, as technology evolves, we have new sociology and new art. And the day is going to come when people consider playing instruments on computers to be art.
Well, hold on. Oh, that, by the way, speaking of that, one of the compliments I got from a producer, a well-known producer that we work with, was he was giving you plaudits because in the song that we played in the last half hour, I Know You're Real, you apparently used real violinists and real instruments and not
absolutely
the artificial stuff. And that's... was
in the era of Zoom, we had a horn section and a string section.
Yeah. Very good. Michael Harrison, in a moment, what's going on with Michael in the interview after these words, 45 past the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
All right, so Michael Harrison does his weekly interview. This week you have a fellow from Memphis. What's the story?
His name is Todd Starnes. He's an entrepreneur. He bought a radio station in Memphis, and he also is a nationally syndicated talk show host. Some people may remember him from Fox News Radio and the Fox News Channel. He's a conservative. He's evangelical. He's controversial, but he's a really good guy. Very interesting. And it's mhinterview.com. And that's it.
Is he buying other stations? Is he doing other radio stations? Or is this
right now he's concentrating on the task of running one big independent station.
KWAM Memphis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's
good
doing
station.
A job.
I remember being on that station.
You've been on almost every station. You have a glorious career. Hey, Doug, thank you for the song.
Right,
and thank you for everything.
10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. It's time for us to check the top five items from the world of technology this week. So Victoria Keelan is here to do that. And we'll start with number five, which is the focus on those Peloton bikes.
Yep, the treadmills. Bikes are okay. The treadmills, not so much. Peloton recalled their Tread Plus treadmills this week, saying that 125,000 treadmills are included in this recall. And this comes from after the several weeks of fighting back and forth with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The commission wanted these treadmills to be recalled immediately and taken off the website and returned to the company if people had them still. So Peloton really fought back, which was not an unusual thing to do. Typically, when the commission goes after a product, the companies give in right away. Peloton didn't. Then they made a statement this week after the recall, saying from the CEO, saying, "I want to be clear, we made a mistake in our initial response. We should have engaged more productively with them from the outset. They apologized." Turns out that these $4,295 treadmills, as well as they're not cheap. As well as the cheaper version, which is sold in other countries, they both have been pulled from the website. And unfortunately, some kids have been injured. 39 incidents that we knew of. It turns out it's actually 70 incidents, including pets and objects and children being injured. So if you have one of these, go to the website and figure out how to get rid of it, because they're going to have to probably redesign the whole thing. It sucks people and things underneath it. That's how that young child died.
Sorry for that. Oy. Number four, a focus on updates at Apple.
Yeah, this was the week of updates and security patches, as you'll hear as we go through the list. But if you own a Mac, an iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch, you should do the update as soon as you possibly can because it patches a pretty big security flaw that Apple says may have already been actively exploited. That's a nice way of saying hacked. The updates contained in the iOS 14.5.1 and Mac OS 11.3.1, they will fix this security breach. And essentially, this breach was pretty big, and this doesn't often happen with Apple, but this one was really big, and it lets anybody who hacks into your device have complete control of your device. So if you have an older Apple device, like an iPhone 5 or 6, or an older iPad Air, they also released a patch for that. So just make sure that you're really up to date with everything, because it is important.
All right, number three, Dell. We don't have that name too much. It's a big computer company. What's going on with them?
Like I said, this is the week of the patches. So Dell has released a security patch that fixes a vulnerability that affects Dell computers going all the way back to the year 2009. That's how many computers are involved in this. This is huge. So if you have a Dell computer, most likely you will need to do this update. This is a firmware update, and it allows, and the vulnerability allows an attacker, once again, to gain full permissions in Windows. So if you have a Dell computer, even the newer ones, they're brand new models from 2020 that are included in this. So it's, the list of models is 200 and something different models affected from Dell. So just make sure you go to the Dell page. They have all the instructions there on how to manually do this update. It's not very involved, but it's really important.
All right, let's see here. Number two is another breach.
I'm getting tired of saying the word breach, but here we are again. Yes, someone is selling account information for 21 million customers in North America of the popular parking app called Park Mobile. So this is stolen data from this app. If you've ever parked in a, you know, a city or a municipality that has, you know, where you have to just log on to an app and pay your hourly parking, it's most likely done by Park Mobile. My stuff was breached in this as well. I'm right there with you. So the stolen data includes customer email addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, license plate numbers, passwords, and mailing addresses. So get onto the Park Mobile app and change your password immediately, because they don't really know yet what exactly was stolen, but it's not good.
All right, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, very important number two this week on the countdown, as a matter of fact, the Talkers countdown. So you got an overview here for us, a summary?
Yeah, this was definitely the biggest tech story of the week. Facebook, the oversight board, which was designed to make some of Facebook's most difficult decisions for the company. However, on Wednesday, they punted it right back to Facebook and CEO Mark Zuckerberg. This is all whether or not Donald Trump should be allowed back on the platform. The board did say that Facebook was right to suspend him after the January 6th insurrection. But after that, there's no rule written that you have to, that you can have an indefinite ban. So they've got 6 months now, and this is all on Zuckerberg to come up with the real answer. And then they have to follow their own rules and carry it out equally to every offender.
Well, good luck with that.
Yep.
And that bunch. What a bunch of phonies. Okay, those are the top five tech stories of the week for your listening and dancing pleasure. Now 59 past the hour. Thank you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.